USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Stop the Steal protesters breached Capitol Hill Wednesday afternoon, Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed woman. She's been identified as Ashley Babbitt from San Diego, California, a 14-year Air Force veteran.
She didn't have any weapons on her. I don't know why she had to die in people's house. That's our house. It's everybody's house. It doesn't matter. Democrat or Republican, I don't know why she had to die inside the house. I saw the pictures. I had to see the pictures of my wife dying. On the news.
Her husband Aaron on WKRN Nashville was not in attendance. After protesters were removed from Capitol Hill, Congress certified the Electoral College vote that gives Democrat Joe Biden his presidential victory. In the Georgia Senate runoffs, both seats went to the Democrats, putting the Senate in a 50-50 split. The victories by John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock ensure Democrats now control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The COVID-19 vaccine rollout here in the United States has been less than stellar. Let's get an update with USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
The Trump administration says they have delivered 20 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine to all 50 states and U.S. territories. Speaking with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is urging states to move as quickly as possible rather than leave vaccines sitting in freezers.
We've been examining the challenges that might have slowed the ramp up of administrations over the last several weeks. We're taking immediate action, and we're laying out ways for states to speed up administration even more.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Just 5.3 million of the 17.3 million doses distributed have been given to people in the United States. Wild Card Weekend starts the playoffs in the National Football League this weekend. There will be three games on Saturday and three games on Sunday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Vice President Mike Pence after Wednesday's takeover on Capitol Hill by Stop the Steal protesters.
Today was a dark day in the history of the United States Capitol. But thanks to the swift efforts of U.S. Capitol Police, federal, state, and local law enforcement, the violence was quelled. The Capitol is secured, and the people's work continues. We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls, as well as the injuries suffered by those who defended our Capitol today. And we will always be grateful to the men and women who stayed at their posts to defend this historic place. To those who wreaked havoc in our Capitol today, you did not win. Violence never wins. Freedom wins. And this is still the people's house. And as we reconvene in this chamber, the world will again witness the resilience and strength of our democracy. For even in the wake of unprecedented violence and vandalism at this Capitol.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.